Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back early to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cat, chilling as usual. And my man, Father Time Top, what's good, Doc?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Trying to see what everything looks like. Oops, sorry about that.
Say what?
I said, just trying to see what's going on with everybody.
Oh. So what do you do, man?
Chilling. Having technical difficulties over here. As usual.
As usual, right. All right, give me a second. I'll be up in a second. Give me everybody to push one. Hold on.
We be on. You say what?
Tony Soprano died.
Yeah. I've heard that.
I didn't even know that shit.
Yeah, I just found out about an hour ago. How did he die?
I don't know. I didn't read the story. I'm booting up. And, you know, that's the first thing they had.
When did he get whacked?
Huh?
What joke? So it was a joke. Don't worry about it.
All right, let me see what we got here. All right. I see we got Wick. What's up, dog?
What it do?
Shit, just chilling like villains.
So did he get whacked or what's going on? I know a couple of motherfuckers.
I don't know.
There.
What's up, Liquor Store?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? What's going on?
And last but not least, that is Janine.
Hello. How's everybody?
Hey.
The gang is all here. The Sin City Mafia. Yurt. All right, man. Let's jump into what you was talking about earlier, man.
Oh, okay. I guess it was more or less it was something that was brought to me, you know, and I'm like, fuck it, we can talk about it. Okay, first want to know, you know, would a person stay in their relationship or their marriage if they found out their partner had a baby during the time they were together? I mean, this can go for women and men. Y'all do know that. You know, a woman can cheat and have somebody else's baby. That's been going on for years. So I guess I'm gonna start with Wick. You find out the baby ain't yours. Can you stay with her?
Whoa. Man, that one, and yeah, tried it. But so they're always going to be in your head, man.
So what you saying?
I don't think it'll work.
You found out it wasn't yours, it was you that did it. I mean, did you do it or it was done to you?
It was done to me.
Okay. So I mean, okay, dog. How did you handle that?
You know, and much as you tried, I don't think it'll work, man. Because you know, as a man, you always look at what, goddamn. I mean, I guess I don't know. I can't really talk about that experience because I'm biased on that. I say it can't work because it didn't work for me.
Okay, I mean, you know. I would like to hear your side of it.
I mean, I tried it for a couple of years, you know what I'm saying? For a few years, maybe 5 years, tried it, and it was just that, it felt like that the woman felt like she didn't do nothing wrong.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I took it. You know, no matter if I, you know, true enough, I probably started doing bad things then. After I found out it wasn't mine, you know, by going out and cheating and not staying home. But it still, before I even started that, it felt like that, you know, she started arguing and you didn't do nothing wrong. It always was mine. Well, if you didn't do this, I wouldn't have to do this. That's just my experience. That's why I say I'm kind of biased on this one.
I mean, you know, and no, I mean, we're not the fact that you're biased, you're just speaking your mind on it.
Right, I'm just a little biased on that.
Listen to what I'm saying. You're not being biased. You're speaking on your own experience. Stop saying that you're being biased.
Okay.
I mean, this is your own experience.
Right. And my experience, it didn't work. Too much headaches and heartaches with it.
Okay.
Too much. I think it's too much pressure on the person who didn't make that baby.
Okay. I mean, okay, so let me ask you. I mean, did she just automatically feel like okay, even though that I fucked up, you still going to take care of this baby?
Did I automatically feel? Yeah, at first I did because I felt
Listen to me, brother. I said, did she feel like that?
No, because she lied for a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just fast forward. Let's fast forward to when once it was out. Once it was out,
right.
You knew. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was out there. I mean, did she still feel like, okay, well, it's out there, so you should still be obligated to take care of this child?
Yeah, that's how I took it. Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what you're saying. That's how she kind of came off to you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, that's crazy. That's like cornflakes with water.
Well, hey, people
ate that shit. That's going to happen.
But people ate that shit back in the day. So you can't say it came
out. I ain't that hungry. I ain't that hungry.
Motherfuckers ate that shit before.
I already eat the motherfuckers dry. I'm not taking care of no baby that ain't mine. You know what I mean?
You went in the relationship that way.
But see, that's
exactly.
What you said.
Right.
But see, you was about to contradict yourself because you just said unless it was.
What I was going to say was I wouldn't do that
unless
she said she was pregnant and the baby's 17 now and I find out it ain't mine. That's the only way some shit like that'll happen. That's the only way I would still stand that you know, that, because 17 years, that's my baby. You know, blood or not.
I said that bull crap, I said it too and tried it, and no, I wouldn't do it again because that's too much heartaches and headaches. Because if you get
But you found out early enough to make that decision. I'm talking about when you raising a baby from 0 months to 17 years old, then you kind of find out, it's not my baby. You can't just cut off your feelings like that.
But wouldn't that be worse, though, if you did this for 17 years and find out this ain't your baby?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a fucked up feeling. But you can't turn your feelings off on how you feel towards that baby because for 17 years that was your baby. You can't just stop loving her or him.
I don't know.
You can't.
After 17 years, I might be on the news, man. I might, you know, kill the baby mama or something after 17 years. You break my heart like that talking about that ain't my baby.
Hey, you got a point, though.
That's a lot of emotion, dude.
Yeah, but you still can't cut it off. You can't just cut your feelings off towards that child.
Yeah, but I can cut it off.
You can't do it at a young. If you spent that time with that child for any amount of years and you felt feelings for it, you can't do it then either. It's not the child. It's the. You can't blame the child. It's the person, the mama, or the daddy.
I don't love you that much in 6 months. I can cut your ass off. She ain't my baby. Fuck it. I only been knowing motherfucker for 6 months. That ain't shit.
Come on, man.
But you know,
I have a situation. Can I tell y'all about my situation?
Yeah.
Not mine personally, but somebody I know.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So a friend of mine.
Quotation marks.
Huh?
I said quotation marks.
No, seriously. This is seriously a plan. Okay.
Hey, Father Time, you're going to leave my future ex-wife alone. She said it's a plan. Okay? You heard him. Go ahead, honey. Tell your story before I have to kill this man.
So, my friend is messing around with this guy that's married. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, they've been going together, whatever they're doing, for like a year, 2 years, okay? She gets pregnant.
Right.
She gets pregnant. Not once did she, I mean, she knew he was married, this and that. She wanted to get the abortion, okay? He talked her out of it, talking about, no, 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 we going to be together, this and that, right? He messes up. But she never confronted his wife or nothing like that. So now she's like 6 months pregnant. He accidentally calls his wife, I guess, butt down her while he is over my friend's house. So the wife is listening to their whole conversation, right?
Ooh, that's a fucked up way to find out.
So
yeah,
now she finds out. She finds out she's pregnant. And basically, he just drops her like she wasn't shit.
He dropped the friend or the wife?
He dropped my friend. Like she
wasn't shit.
You
know he didn't drop the wife.
Exactly.
You know he didn't drop the wife.
Now she's stuck with, you know, with the baby. But now he just totally, completely act like the baby not even his.
That's the wife. I know that,
but as a man, and you didn't talk her into having the baby in the first place, you already done turned your back on her, but then you gonna turn your back on the baby too? But she had to go to court, she had to get the DNA test and all of that done, and it was his baby, and they feel like he don't want nothing to do with the baby.
He's wrong. He's a deadbeat ass motherfucker. He's wrong. He ain't shit for that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, 'cause child don't have nothing to do with that. To what he do with the parent.
I'm not an advocate for court shit, but she need to take his ass to court every fucking month.
And he was a police officer.
Okay, can I ask a question? And Janine, I mean, I don't mean to be harsh with it, but is she sure as he is, can she go on Maury and she won't be one of them that he's not the
daddy? Said she took a test, man.
No, they did the DNA test. He had his wife there like they knew it wasn't going to be his baby and all that type of shit. The wife had been calling, threatening her.
Okay,
that's crazy shit.
That's a question only married people can ask. Could you love a person that much to disown your child?
So my thing is, as his wife, so you would allow your, okay, even if you did stay with your wife, you would allow your wife to tell you you can't see your own child? Even if it's a mistake, my thing is, if you're going to stay with him, why deny him his right to see his child? If you're going to stay with him, you know he fucked up.
Yeah. You know what? And now, I know what you're saying, because I got a family member that's in a similar situation. Actually, we were talking, and it's funny that you said that, because we were talking about this yesterday. Me and him was talking about this yesterday. How it's like his wife is like, you know, they had their own family, they got their family, but you know, he went out and he did his thing. And her thing is like, them kids ain't allowed to my house. Them kids can't come nowhere near me. And me and my kids never had nothing to do with those kids. And I'm sitting there looking like, how in the fuck? I mean, yeah, he takes care of the kids. He goes to use the kids. But I'm like, how can you, without a guilty conscience, have that done? Because I'm going to tell y'all, I've been put in that predicament. Well, I put myself in that predicament. And the first thing that came to my mind was, Well, me and her just got to break up because I'm going to raise my kids together, you know. And I heard that. I heard all of that baby ain't coming nowhere around me. Well, if you feel like that baby can't come nowhere around you, I got to go. And I left. But my kids gonna know each other, and I just that right there, and I mean, it wasn't even her, and it wasn't even her fault. It was mine. I did it, but you know, at the same time, I did something fucked up. But like y'all said, I'm not finna punish the child because I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing people do too much. Cast, man. They punish the child by trying to keep them away from the other person. They think they're hurting that other person, but you're more hurting the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's just opinion.
That's just really fucked up, the fact that, I mean, for him to sit there and just, like, you know.
And just like, with yourself?
Right. I mean, you should, as a man, you should just—he should be kicking. If you say he's a cop, he should take his own motherfucking service pistol and blow his own motherfucking head brains out.
Yeah, you're doing it yourself and not having a woman keep you away from that. I'll punch his ass in the mouth. I had to go through.
My whole thing is, why have her have the baby in the first place?
Right.
She was willing to get the abortion.
I will tell you why, because he thought that way he always could stay with her.
Yeah, but no, because at that point, you got to think at some point, this child's going to get found out. I mean, granted.
Cass, a lot of niggas don't, I mean, if you just did, if a nigga called himself just, if they say being a player, he's not thinking that. If I put a belly in, I can always go back to my baby's mama.
No. Because I'm going to tell you, dog, like I said, I was in that situation. I've been in that situation firsthand. I mean, granted, no, I didn't tell the day of, but, dog, I was sitting in the mirror and literally, like, I got to come up with some type of way to tell her. And when I finally did, and when it finally broke out, it was like, here we go. You know, but at the same time, I'm sitting there like, well, I'm not finna, you know, I'd be damned if I just turn my back on my baby. That's the saddest use of a man.
And then it was just fucked up how she didn't even tell on you. You got told on your own self because you was just stupid. You know what I'm saying? And then it just went downhill from there. You know what I'm saying? It was just horrible. The baby like two now. He's 2 years old.
Without a dad.
She just be like, yeah. She's still sitting over there, you know, taking care of being a single mother again, you know. It's just a shame because I was just, it just don't make sense to me.
No, it don't. It really don't.
And then people get mad at women. You know, not to say that we should take it out on other people, but how does that, I mean, everything that happens to people in their life, we get affected by it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how did she go on from that? You know, you get with the next person, you can't trust nothing that somebody say.
Well, now, that's true. But at the same time, you know, you also got to look at it. I mean, I'm not going to say she. They both knew
they were doing wrong. That's why
I changed it from she to they, because they mm-hmm. both knew. And then my whole thing mm-hmm. was this. I mean, shit. Put a condom on. Take some pills.
Yeah, y'all, if that's not your wife, you put a condom on.
That situation wasn't going. I mean, hell. That, mm-hmm. And now this one, and I say this because of her, because, I mean, you know, situations occur. Hey, everybody, like, everybody ain't just strapped up all the motherfucking time. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying every situation, you ain't going to stop and say, oh, let me go get a condom. If that's the case, none of us will have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're married...
Hold on. Now, I say this to the ladies. If that's the situation, and I mean, like I said, everybody don't strap up, and you know it too. Why you sitting over there talking about if you that motherfucker? You don't do it all the time neither. You didn't play crash a couple
times.
It don't matter. But you done did it in a relationship.
I'm not married.
Dude, that's married it. Relationship.
Y'all keep telling me relationships. I'm going from what y'all saying. Y'all can archive this. Y'all just said relationship
and marriage is
different.
All right, never mind. Like I was saying today, I ain't nobody gonna tell you that shit. You comparing apples and oranges.
I'm just saying.
All right, man. Calm. Like I said, if that's the situation, I mean, motherfuckers should have, I mean, it falls on both hands. But I really think that he was a dog ass motherfucker for not taking care of that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor store, you kind of quiet. How you think? What you think about it?
Definitely, you know, that's not a man. You know, you knew what you was doing when you went out and impregnated somebody else, told her not to have, you know, not to get rid of the child. You a dog, you know what I'm saying? Or you're a coward if you let the woman tell you, okay, well, I agree with Janine. How you going to stay with the man but tell him he can't raise his children? Or, you know, that's bogus. That's fucked up. And then the other subject, could I stay with somebody after he, I don't know. I don't think that I could, personally. I think if I'm married to somebody and he has outside children during our marriage, that's going to fuck up a whole lot of our marriage. And I think it would be the same way that if I was to fuck around and, have, you know what I'm saying, get pregnant. I don't think that man would or could stay with me. I mean, that's like all trust is dead from that point on.
Hey,
I mean, it's like even if I knew that you know what I'm saying, wasn't always faithful or whatever, but you win, you know what I'm saying, that has an outside baby, that's as bad as bringing me a disease. You know what I'm saying? That's just disrespectful. If you're going to do what you do, then do it respectfully. You know, keep in mind that you still got somebody at home that you got to look out for too.
So can I ask a question? You're rather for if you don't bring a baby home, if you was using condoms, right?
I mean, you
should, but then if you not, damn, don't come, Emma. You can at least pull out. That's the least you can do. I mean, so if her shit that good, you got to come at her then, shit. You must be in love with that bitch.
I mean, there's plenty of things to do. Like you said, if I'm fucking with a married man, and I know that I'm still possible that I can have kids, well, then we're going to have to take different precautions. You know what I'm saying? You can put that shit anywhere but inside of me, or let me go get some diaphragms, or we do something. We got to do something.
But then you got some women who say they taking the pills, or they say, but as the man, too, you know, you should be careful, especially if it's the man that's me. I'm just saying, if it's the man that's me, Eric, why wouldn't you take extra precaution? You can't just listen to her saying, you know, I'm on the pill, or, you know, that she's taking precaution.
True.
Because she could just be lying. Hell, she might want to get pregnant, but she can break your marriage up.
Keep a nigga baby.
Huh?
I said, how to keep a nigga baby.
Well,
I mean, because like I said, I've been on that end. I know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my whole thing was, hey, I got to take care of my kid, you know, and if you can't understand that, then, I mean, I can't be there.
Right, and as a woman in that situation, I would have to tell you, okay, I would never want you to stay away from your kids, neither, you know what I'm saying, neither the one outside or the ones we have together, but I can't be with you, you know what I'm saying, because we don't break up the kids.
I like that, but then you also got a lot of you got a lot of motherfuckers that will have a lot of animosity. Cause, and I mean, like I said, I went through every stage of it. I went through the animosity part. I went through the you over there having babies, motherfucker. Don't think you finna come over here and see your kid. I went through all that. I had to go through all that. These kids, as far as I'm concerned, these kids are dead to you. You ain't gonna never see these kids again. And I mean, I went through all that, and like I said, it's a motherfucking battle. It's a battle. Yeah. Hell, some days I'd be lying if I say some days I didn't want to just give up. But
I ain't trying to be disrespectful toward the person in your situation, but that's a silly bitch to say. You can't take care of your kids because you got outside kids. You a silly broad, you know what I'm saying? Because whenever you get through with it, if a man is willing to still take care, I mean, I could see if you was like, you know what I'm saying, I got outside kids, bitch, I'm leaving you and I ain't taking the kids, you know what I'm saying? If that's how you came at it and shooting and that was her response, but you got to be crazy, okay? Well, you fucked up, but you got three motherfucking kids now, so.
Hold on. Don't get it twisted. Oh, she wanted the child support money. Oh, that was a definite.
Mm-hmm.
No, she wanted the money. She wanted all this shit. I was in court every other motherfucking day after that. No, she wanted the money. It was just like, you know, and then, like I said.
Every way you couldn't see her or try not to see the baby.
And see us as being, we kind of panic in situations like that. And I'm not gonna sit here and say I was the calmest motherfucker about it. I mean, I didn't know what to say.
Don't talk about panic. You know, I was scared of court for a minute. I was scared to do any type of court stuff.
I mean, it was just like it wasn't even the fact of being in court. It's just that's a hell of a situation, dog. For a motherfucker come to you. And you in a relationship with somebody else, and the motherfucker come to you, guess what? I'm pregnant, and I'm keeping it. So I don't know what you're going to do, but you got to do, you going to have to go tell your girl or whatever, but motherfucker, this baby coming. That's a hell of a situation to get put in, dog. I mean, it's like, man, shit. You really don't even know what to say. You don't,
but
I mean, because.
It takes a strong woman or a man in that situation to do that, though. Everybody can't do it, dude.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as you think it is. For that couple to last and make it work, that couple is meant to be together.
Oh, I already know. And I'm telling you because, shit, mine didn't work. Shit, I'm going to fuck with like, oh, shit, oh, you going to take care of it? Oh, fuck you. Good day. So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It takes a strong motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know too many men. And, I mean, I'm not saying there ain't none out there. But I don't know too many men that can actually sit there and be like, yeah, that ain't my joke. And then that's really fucked up. You done named them after me? Chaz Jr.
Yeah.
Come here, little Chaz. Everybody know that ain't my kid. You know, I don't know too many men who pride could even let them even keep going with that. I mean, it may be some out there. But my thing is this. But you know what? I think the fucked up part, as far as just like the women go, is when they try to hook them in that. Tell that man that ain't his kid.
Because you know.
But I don't
want to
lose.
The possibility is not his.
Yeah, yeah, let them know. Look here, man, I'm not telling you that. Because if you find out...
I'm trying to think, though, Clarence. Can you tell a man, or maybe this might not be yours... Can you tell them? Can you actually tell a man that in the beginning? And this not let's not be biased with this. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Can a bro come to you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all together, y'all fucking, you love her, and she pregnant. First she tell you she pregnant, and then she come back to you like, well, this might not be yours.
I went through that. I went through that too. I had to go through that scenario too. Shit, the motherfucking dude, he like shit. His mama like shit. This his baby. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. Not only am I my relationship is ruined, I'm still not even 100% sure if this one's mine.
See, and you know what? What it all boils down to is really, you know, we need to really be more careful about who the hell we sleep with. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That you shit. If you got even one indicator, like I think Cass, you brought this up on another show. You know what I'm saying? You got red flags that say that nigga ain't gonna be a good father. Why would you allow yourself?
Or that woman ain't shit.
Or that.
You know what I'm saying?
On that subject, though, on that subject, though, why do they cheat then?
What?
Man, there's various reasons for cheating. But just the simple fact that it don't even have nothing to do with the baby at all. You know, it's more of the long-term effect of having the baby, then you have to deal with this new baby mama, you know what I'm saying, who is definitely going to act a fool, you know what I'm saying, especially
yes,
if she's
Lord.
Some old crazy bitch, you know what I mean,
yes.
And now you
yes.
want your wife or girlfriend to deal with that shit. I think the only way I would deal with something like that, if it happened while we were together, if it happened before something, then, you know, I would accept the child, but if it happened while you was with me, the only way I would accept it is if we taking custody of the baby, if the baby is coming to live with us. That would be the only way I think I would be able to handle that situation.
Y'all were together already.
Huh?
See, that's why me and my future ex-wife going to get divorced.
That's the reason
got divorced,
right there.
Y'all see why we got divorced. It was an accident. I fuck around with Cass out there in the club.
Don't put me in shit. Don't put me in shit.
Yeah.
You
I got to blame somebody. Because you know, Father Time, I ain't doing nothing. I got to blame somebody. Fuck around with Cass. It's your fault, dude.
Whatever. Thomas, what's up, man? You quiet on this? I mean, you want to speak on it?
I'm just sitting back listening, man. I mean, that shit happened to my father. He had a baby. And my stepmom been married almost 20 years, man. And he turned around and had a baby outside the marriage. You know, that just gives, you know, as far as I go, I have a ton of respect for my stepmother. Because it takes a strong-ass woman to deal with that shit, you know what I mean? And they got custody. So she sees her every single day. She see that, you know what I'm saying? She ain't no baby now. But she see her every single day, man. You know what I mean? And then she's younger than my daughter.
Cass, we know a prime example of that. We watched them grow. We watched that baby grow up. Of a strong woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't say no name. Because if I say
man,
name.
You just straight cut me off.
I'm sorry.
High school, go ahead, man.
I thought you was done because you paused.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, dog. Okay, Thomas, let me ask you, dog. I mean, and I know when it comes to your old man, you are very respectful. You are a very respectful person when it comes to your old man. But have you ever just asked him, like, what was you thinking?
Nope. Never did. I didn't want to know, man. You know, I'm like, shit, that's between you and Peachy. I ain't got shit to do with it. You know what I mean? I found that when I found out, he took me to go pick up my daughter, who was like, she was just starting to crawl. He came to pick me up and had a baby in the back seat. An itty-bitty baby. I'm like, who baby is that? Oh, that's your sister. My sister?
Yeah, I remember seeing him out there in the projects.
Yep, and she was the old girl from the projects. You know what I mean? But my stepmother, man, because take in mind that they had already been married 17 years when this happened. They had already been married 17 years. You know what I mean? And now she's 17 now, and they still together. I mean, it take a strong-ass woman to do that shit, man. I got no
money. You said they took custody of the baby?
Yes. Yes, they're raising her.
And see, that was the same scenario.
That would be the only way I could do it, because then the baby's mad. The bitch don't exist no more.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but it's the point, though. You see the baby every day.
I believe what you're saying.
That's
a constant reminder of that, what he did.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if when the baby is there and you're raising the baby and you both have a say-so over what's happening with the baby's life, then it's more like you guys are still working together as a family. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I can understand that.
If you have love for that child, I mean, that's not going to, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to take that away from me. You see what I'm saying?
Like, that mistake was your mistake, but, you know, we're going to correct it by us doing this shit together, you know, and we're going to do it like this. You know, so maybe.
I wouldn't have stayed. I would have left. I would have left. I told my father that. I would have left your ass. If it was me, we would not still be together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, I got to put up with the fact that you out there fucking around on me. But now you done brought a baby home? Man, come on. You done raised the stakes.
So
you brought a baby home.
You just guarantee you going to see this nigga that she fucked in your face at least one time.
Well, I don't look at it like that, man. I just look at it as she was way stronger person than I am, because in that situation I would have left. I mean, we've been married 17 years already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Our kids in high school, getting ready to graduate. Now you brought a baby up in the house? Man, I'm out the door. I couldn't have done it. I told my father that I wouldn't have stayed. I would have left.
So y'all did have
that conversation. That's a lot of love. Yeah, we talked about it. You know, I mean, I ain't asking those questions that you were asking. You know what I mean? And this is years later. This is when, you know, she was getting ready to be going to the ninth grade when we talked about that shit. So, you know, that was just a few years ago. I mean, she can ready to graduate this year. You know what I mean? But I'm like, man. You know, my daughter's auntie is younger than her.
Yeah, I told you, my kids, everything, like, okay, my last two children, I had my daughter, and then my father, my biological father had a kid. And then 6 years later, I had a son, and my dad came for my wedding, and when he left, like, I don't know, a month later, he called me and told me she was pregnant again. I'm like, well, are we competing or what? Like, you know what I'm saying? At the time, I was 28 years old. What the hell are you doing still having kids? And my son will be 15 Friday, and his aunt or his uncle is 2, and his aunt is 11. That's just crazy.
See, that's fucked up. That's a crazy ass situation. I don't know how I would act if my auntie was younger than me. Hey, man, that's my auntie. Ooh, she like 3. I know.
But But that situation is in my immediate family, too, because my uncle is older than, he's my uncle because they sisters. But he's older than his nieces, I mean, his nephews, or the other way around. I'm confused now, but it exists. That should happen.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, because I got three uncles. I'm older than three uncles. But so it's not the fact. It's just the fact that they went out and had these kids by different people is what's really getting at y'all, right? Well, what would be getting at you? Well, you just don't want no uncle younger than you.
I don't want nobody younger than me. Fuck that.
I mean, well, shit, hell, I got three. I'm older than three of my uncles.
I mean, but you didn't have to live with them, so that's a completely different situation than knowing that, you know what I'm saying, somebody had outside kids in your house or whatever. And that means your cousins. That means that's not, you know, they ain't under your roof.
Okay, and see, that's what I was just trying to get some clarification on. That's what I was just trying to understand was, I don't know, man. I, you know what? Now, there's no doubt in my mind that if my old man was still living, he would be that type of person that would probably just still be having a kid and his wife. Because now, here's the situation. I got a sister that's like, what, 22, 23. And my stepmother, she refuses to believe that that's his kid. And I'm looking like she looks just like me. She looks just like us. Nah, that's your uncle's baby. That ain't his baby. That's your uncle's baby. Why would it be my uncle's baby? Nah, that ain't his. He might have did some stuff, but he ain't never had no baby on me. Yes, he did. There she go right
there.
They
call that denial.
That's yeah,
denial.
That's denial.
Yeah.
Practice denial.
But I'm sitting there thinking like it's 23 years later. This man ain't even walking the face of the earth no more. Why are you still in denial? Why you don't want to believe that? And I've looked at it. I actually turned around and I looked at it and said, well, hell, it's more than her. I mean, hell, you was at the funeral. You seen all them goddamn kids coming out the woodwork. Shit. and what? None of them older than me.
Yeah, they were popping up everywhere.
When he passed,
it was like whack-a-mole. Them mugs was just popping up. Ping, ping, like, goddamn.
Hey, when he passed, I guarantee the oldest child was like, I mean, you take the exception of me and my sister, which we're like a year apart. And I mean, and you know, here's the fucked up part. I've been talking about this just made me really think about it. He did that shit on my mother, right? I ain't going to even say that. I ain't going to call him that. Rest in peace. He did that shit on my mother. You know what I'm saying? I got a sister that we like, what, 4 or 5 months apart?
Yep. No more than five.
So
I rolled a stone.
And, you know, I would always ask my mother, like, well, you know, and she was like, yeah, and the bitch supposed to be my friend and this, that, and the other. But now, to my mother's credit, my mother never said that that's not. Yes, she did. Now, let me stop lying. Let me stop lying. That ain't his baby. That's Sherman, baby. Let me stop lying. I can't tell them why. Once we got older, it was like, okay, that's your sister. But yeah, I did hear that. Why he claiming that baby? That ain't his baby. That's Sherman baby.
I got two sisters out there somewhere. I need Cindy to help me get in contact with.
Look on Friend Finder, motherfucker. Shit, you don't even know their name.
Can't remember. It was so long ago.
Well, how we gonna help you if you don't even know?
Hey, I was surprised to see I had two sisters. I was kind of flabbergasted at that. I thought I was the only child.
Have y'all ever got with a woman that was pregnant?
Yeah, I did that with
her. Like, you know, that's not your baby, but you wanted to be with her.
Yeah, I kind of did that. You
kind of?
You did do it.
Yeah, I did it.
You mean you kind of did it?
Yeah, I did it.
But nobody else. Y'all wouldn't do
nothing like that. In my experience, that don't work.
I missed the question, y'all. I'm not going to lie to you. I completely missed the question. I got a house full of kids. What was the question?
I asked them what they get with a girl that they knew was pregnant already, but it's not their baby. But, you know, she's pregnant. Say she's like 4 months or something like that.
Damn, when she hit you, she hit the nail on the head.
Man. You know what? And I was
right
that girl.
In the ballpark. God damn.
Shit. I was that girl because my first child was not by my boyfriend that I had for, I mean, let's say he was a hoe and he cheated and we broke up and then I got pregnant and then we got back together. But, you know what I'm saying, and he was there. Like, that's the first person that held my child when he was born. You know what I'm saying? And we stayed together for a minute after that. And, like, his parents virtually adopted my son. They treated him like he was theirs, you know, and everybody knew that wasn't the case. But I'm talking about everything from his first pair of shoes to his first haircut to his first set of pictures, everything. That, you know what I'm saying? His family treated my baby like they was like he was theirs, and that wasn't the case.
I'm not going to say I could. Well, as of right now, as of this age right now, hell no. I'm not taking care of nobody else's kids. But I can't say that I would. You know what? I think that I could. I honestly think that I could. I think that I could. I mean, it all depends on how much I love that girl.
Ain't that much love in the world, dog.
Oh, well, if we're talking on today, let me talk about that same nigga. Like I said, his motherfucking on his second marriage, and ain't number 32 years old, and got like 6 kids and 2 children in the world who are not his biological children, who have his name.
Damn.
Right.
He's a fool.
This is.
I'm sorry, he's a fool.
I told you his mama. This is the same person whose mother came to me and was like, you know what? I love my son. I love him to pieces, but you can do better than him. This is the same person. Like I said, second marriage, 32 years old, 6 kids, 2 non-biological children in the world carry his name.
Did he adopt those two?
He biologically has 6. I mean, 4. But there are 2. No, I'm sorry. He biologically
did
has 6.
Did he adopt them?
No.
Did he adopt him?
No.
So
and
I'm
going to keep it 100 with y'all. My son's middle name is that man's first name.
Okay, well, let's back up. Why would he give those kids his name if he didn't adopt
them? He didn't. They mama did.
Well, technically, that really ain't, I mean... No,
okay,
man. When you give them your name, man, you put yourself on the line for a lot of shit. You open yourself up for a lot of shit later on in life.
He was in the hospital with me. I asked him if I could give my child his first name as my son's middle name, and he agreed to it.
I'm talking about the last name.
The one that
counts. No, we talking about the last names.
One kid I know for sure, because that was his first marriage. She married him, and she got pregnant by somebody else, and then she gave the child his entire name. He's a junior.
but he's not biologically his child.
And he knew that.
Yes, he knew that. He knew that after the fact. He didn't know that when she named him, because she was one of them people that, you know, saying tried to make it like it was his baby. That's why.
But that's okay though. He didn't know. He thought it was his kid. So of course, you know, that's my junior. That's cool. But I'm saying, if you know it ain't yours, why the hell would you give him your name? I don't
understand
that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm not understanding. You saying that he got two that's not biologically his, and he know it, but did he know it when they came out that those wasn't his kids?
The one I know for sure. I know he know. Well, no, the one I know he didn't know. She made it, the one that's junior, she, you know what I'm saying, played it off like that was his child. So, no, he didn't know that.
Okay,
it was his kid.
That's understandable. That's understandable. You didn't know.
The second one.
Now, what about the other one?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't say. I don't know. We lost contact for a long time.
That got to be a lot of love for him to just walk in a hospital. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let me sign my name. Yeah, this is my kid. And you knowing that that's not really your kid.
Yep.
Like I said,
you can't take that back.
I mean, but at the same time, it's like, okay, let's just say, because I've seen a situation where that situation where the guy did sign the paper. He signed the paper, and it was like, okay. But then the biological father found out and was like, hold on, man, that's my kid. And, you know, he put his foot down, like, no. This shit ain't finna happen. You know, she lying to him. And they have to go through this whole court thing and all this and show a shit. It was his kid. So they had to take that name. You know, he like, no, my child is not finna have his name.
I don't blame him. Shit, stand up. But what I was gonna say is, I don't care what the baby mama wanna do. She can get a baby any fucking name she wants. But that shit ain't legal until he signed that motherfucking birth certificate.
That's what I thought.
She can't just give him the baby's last name without his name on that birth certificate. She cannot give him that. The baby has to take her last name. If he ain't there to sign,
right.
She cannot
right.
give him his last name.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I said he had to just walk in and just, okay, here you go.
Were they married at the time? Were they married at the time when she had the baby?
Are you talking to me?
Hell, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just wondering, were they married?
Yeah, they were married. If you're talking to me, yeah, they were married.
Okay, well, that was her last name. That's how the baby got his last name. So
right.
He didn't have to sign nothing.
He didn't have to sign
nothing. That's her last name.
Right. Right, that was her married name.
That's her legal name.
That's the exception to the rule. That's the exception to the rule. I'm talking about if you ain't married, she can't give him. She can't give him my last name unless I sign a birth certificate.
Okay,
but of course, if we bury him, that's an assumed name anyway.
You sound like Ike. Don't be giving that. Give him my name back.
You tell him, goddamn Clay.
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, I hear a lot of dudes always talking about, you know, she gave the baby my name, my baby. You signed the paper. Don't complain about the shit now. You signed the paper. She couldn't get a baby the name if you ain't signed.
True.
Don't start talking shit now. Now you mad. But you signed the motherfucking paper. So you going to be mad?
When you write, you're right.
That's what y'all was talking about.
Man, I hear motherfuckers complaining about that shit all the time.
You said what, dog?
Also, was always complaining.
That's too often.
I mean, he's right. I mean, if you sign the damn paper, don't complain.
Exactly. Don't complain. Now, that's just like complaining about child support. You had the baby. Don't fucking complain now. You know what I'm saying?
And
I can admit, I was one of the biggest child support. I think child support is a fucked up system. But you had the baby. You can't complain about, you know what I'm saying? You can complain about how much money they're taking, but it don't matter.
Hold on, man. Just because you out of that shit, don't start running that shit talking about quit complaining. I'm going to keep complaining.
You know,
I'm going to keep complaining until I get to your status. No, no, you're not going to get that one.
No, but remember.
Well, you're right.
At the very beginning, I said I was a big-ass complainer, too.
Damn right. But
now I'm just
talking about quit complaining.
No, I'm telling myself that, too, even if I was still in that situation. You had the baby.
You ain't.
You know you got to take care of the baby, so.
Shit.
Don't complain, goddamn.
Nah, man, you keep that shit to yourself.
And if you're not going to take care of the baby and somebody else is willing to take care of the baby, let the child go. You ain't taking care of the child,
don't do that, man.
You know, because, my daddy was that nigga. My stepfather wanted to adopt me, and, you know what I'm saying, so that when he passed on, because he was a military man, and, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to adopt me so that when he passed on, I could be a part of his benefits. And my biological father would not let him, but in spite of that, still never did shit for me. So it was like I lost out on somebody else's selfishness, and that's some bullshit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My stepdaddy still raised me like I was his. There was no difference in how he treated me, but there are things that I could have, you know what I'm saying, benefited from by being his child. And that's how he saw it, but my biological didn't see it that way and still didn't support me.
I agree with you. In that situation, if another man wanted to step up to take care of my daughter and I wasn't doing shit in the beginning, I ain't never done shit for her, fuck it, he could give her a better life than I can because I ain't trying to do shit for her. I agree with you. I don't see nothing wrong with letting that man adopt that baby. If he going to take care of the baby, you know what I'm saying?
If that's the case scenario, then yeah, by all means. But then you got some motherfuckers out here that try to be spiteful.
The world not like that no more, man. That's what makes me scared of it. That's why you got to step up and take care of your kids, man. You got to. It's terrible out there, man. Always on the news, somebody, the stepfather is doing something to the kid or the stepmother.
Well, that's because that's the biological father's fault. Where the fuck he at?
Exactly.
That's why.
You can't worry about that shit now. You had your chance. What the fuck you at that? Don't start complaining now, you know what I mean? That's from him.
And you know, that's the biggest thing that I can't stand is a motherfucker that want to get, ain't did shit and ain't trying to do shit, but then as soon as the situation arrives, you better tell that motherfucker don't put his hands on my motherfucking baby and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck out of here, you hypocritical bastard.
You know, I'm looking at this one guy now, and I'm looking at him like, okay, this is a stand-up guy. He actually took this kid in. You know, she didn't even have a kid. Kid was living with her auntie. He got his place. Got himself together, you know, got a place, you know. Matter of fact, he already had his own place. He had a single, you know, one bedroom. He upgraded to a two bedroom. He told her, look, you need to go and get your daughter. You know, we could be a family, this, that, and other. Now, the little girl is 7. He didn't had her for like the past 4 years now. The daddy called the other day like, shit, daddy ain't been there none of 7 years. Shit. You better tell that motherfucker don't put his hands on my daughter no more. And she told that man, you can't discipline him no. You can't discipline her no more because I don't want to hear his mouth.
Huh? What? I hung the phone up on that nigga. Nigga, click. Fuck you.
Nigga, this my child. This been my child. I took care of this child until you could show.
You know,
me.
But you know what?
I mean,
but then the thing about that is that. A lot of these women, whatever, and ladies, maybe y'all can explain this to me. Why is it that when this motherfucker could be wrong as 2 left shoes. He could be the wrong motherfucker in the world. But then I mean, he didn't dog you. He didn't dog you. He ain't gave a fuck about your kids. But then when y'all see him, y'all have a nostalgic, not, well, not to say y'all per se, but women, they have a nostalgic moment. And it's like everything is all good. Shit ain't good. Shit ain't never been good. How the fuck, why the fuck is it good? Because y'all done had this one nostalgic moment. I mean, I don't get that.
Nostalgic?
You know, again, I can understand that. I can understand that scenario, too. I mean, I went through that, you know what I'm saying? Like, with my first child, his dad was never there. And then I think my baby was, he had to be five because I just had my daughter. All their birthdays are this week. I got tomorrow, Friday, and, well, Tuesday, my kid's birthday. But he came to visit our son and came, you know what I'm saying, was treating me like we had raised the baby together and we was going to be a happy family. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You here to see him, not me. You know, he brought me a Christmas present. I guess that was, you know what I'm saying, because I was doing it by myself or whatever. But ain't no need in getting out trying to smile all up in my face. You're not here for me. You're here for your son.
I see a lot of ladies do that. I've seen a lot of them, and I'm sitting there like, wow, it's the same dude that wouldn't give you a dollar. Wouldn't give you no child support, wouldn't do nothing. But then when they come around, it's like, you know,
I think you still love the motherfucker.
Well, for me, I would say it doesn't, because, first of all, to me, it don't have anything to do with the money. It has to do with my child and how my child feels. And no matter how dog that motherfucker is, how fucked up he is, and maybe how he never took care of my child, whenever he comes around, I'm going to allow him the opportunity to share that with his child. I'm not going to take that away from her or him. I'm just not going to do that. Now,
you're
him affecting my household, he's not coming in telling me, you're not going to come in and tell me what I am and am not going to do in my house. That's not what you're going to do. But if you want to see your child, I'm not going to be all up in his face, oh, nigga, you ain't been here, you ain't did this shit for her. I didn't do none of that. And to me, it's not a nostalgic moment. Like, I'm thinking about me and him getting back together or nothing like that. Him coming around is making my child happy. That makes me happy because my child is happy.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's
here
how
to see
I
your
see
kids. You ain't here to see me. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no, don't feed him this and don't give him that. Look, y'all have y'all time because you're going to leave again. And I'm still going to be here. And ain't shit going to change because you stepped in for 20 minutes.
Well, let me ask a question. Let me ask a question along these same lines. Okay, you're a mother. Let's say your mother. You got two kids by two different men, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got that one motherfucker. That's the deadbeat. He don't do shit for nobody. You know what I'm saying? But then you got that other mother, that stand-up one, you know, that tries to do everything that he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why does women give the stand-up man a hard-ass time and give the deadbeat a pass?
Man,
you don't say shit to the deadbeat.
That's a
please
good
answer that.
I need answers to that one. I mean, I don't understand
please
that.
I've been trying to figure that shit out for the past 15 years.
Well, do y'all
want to
know the truth?
That's what
you
set you free.
That's what you let you into the world, dude. The man will do anything for both kids like they his. But they don't do that.
The reason why.
No, hold on, y'all. Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. Janine, please answer the question.
Yeah. The reason why the stand-up dude is treated the way he does
is because he has presented himself in that way to these women. If you present yourself to these women like you would do anything and everything, and for the child, you listen to everything they say, you do everything they say. You bow down to anything just because you feel like you're afraid. And you have shown them your fear. And I'm being honest. I'm just being honest. And women will use that against you. The deadbeat motherfuckers, they can't do that to them because they don't give a shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they can't do that to them. Because they already know, well, that motherfucker don't give a shit anyway. Oh, but the stand-up motherfucker, well, not to say all women do it, but a lot of them do. The stand-up one, she's going to get treated like that. Because she feels like you have given her all the power. Because she has the child living with her, because whatever the reasons may be, you've given her all the power to treat you like that. That's how I feel about it.
That's fucked up train of thought.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Dude, I mean, so because I'm sitting here like, okay, because I don't want to treat my child fucked up. I just don't understand that. I'm still not understanding.
Right.
You don't have to treat the child fucked up. I mean, you don't have to treat the child fucked up to not do everything the woman tells you to do.
Okay, it ain't the fact that you doing everything that the woman telling you to do. It's the fact that you doing things that you feel is beneficial for your child too. I mean, if you think it's beneficial for your child, then you gonna do it. I mean, everything is not a fact.
Exactly. But when you don't feel like it's beneficial, then what?
Okay, if it's not beneficial, then I just don't do it. But it's like the things that I do feel is beneficial. I mean, it's just like, and I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. Maybe that is what the hell these damn women think. I just think you got to be crazy. I mean, women just—I just don't understand it. I don't. I really don't. That's just to me. That's just like the craziest thing in the world.
Shit, I know, man. Like I said, I've been through that. You know, my daughter got two other sisters. Fathers don't do shit for them. She don't say shit to them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? But put me through motherfucking loops the last 19 fucking years. And I'm the motherfucker that's trying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you tell a motherfucker that's trying, but you might as well stop trying. Just quit.
A lot of that might be them taking out that extra frustration that they can't take out on a deadbeat, so they take it out on you. Because you're there. Simply because you're there.
That's bullshit, though. That's not my fault.
I agree with you completely. But again, it all boils down to you need to be more careful who the fuck you lay with. Because there was some indicator that this person was not going to be a good parent. I mean, you might not have saw it because you were blinded by, lust or love or whatever it was at the time, but there were some indicators. There's always...
No, I have to disagree with you right there. Because you can look at it like, okay, well, she already got kids. I see how she is with her kids, so she should probably be a pretty good mother. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about, it has nothing to do with your mother skills. It's about the bullshit that you put me through, on our level, on our personal level. You make me jump through all these fucking hoops, and these two motherfuckers don't do shit.
Well, I just answered that.
You know what I mean? They don't claim the kids. They don't call the kids, nothing. But me?
She's still in bent out of shape about that, and because you're there, you catch the asshole, you catch the brunt of it. Because you are there.
That's not my fault. That's bullshit.
And I agree
that's not
with
my fault.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's, a lot of it is what that is. Because you're there. You know what I'm saying? She probably would take the other motherfucker through hell if he was there, but he's not there, so she can't. So you get it taken out on you because you're there. That's just like, you at work and the boss is mad at somebody else, but they're not, you know what I'm saying? And take it out on you. Now you're doing two other people's jobs. because you're there.
That's bullshit. Don't take that shit out of me because it's convenient for you. What about me? Shit, I got feelings too. You know what I mean? Go find that deadbeat ass motherfucker and cuss his ass out. You know what I'm saying? But let him call. He can talk to the kids all day. You don't say shit. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Your daddy on the phone. Who's her daddy? You know what I mean? I've been fucking with you for 7 years. And I ain't never even seen a motherfucker before. But he can call and talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Once
right.
a year. Your daddy on the phone, but you don't say shit to him when he's on the phone. But let me do some shit. You got a whole lot of shit to say. I think that's bullshit, man. I think that's a fucking double standard. And I think women should fucking cut their fucking toes off of that shit. That's bullshit.
Well, I don't know. When I was married, he had a baby mama that acted just like that. And right when I was first coming in the picture, I didn't even know anything about the little girl, first of all. But, of course, all this happened before me, so when he did bring her around, I accepted her. But I think she thought it was going to be the way it was before. He did anything, everything for the little girl. Oh, he was, you know, he was in the military, so he, you know, she had all his little benefits and all different types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got with him, it was just like she tried to continue with all the harassment. I mean, it was literally harassment. You know what I'm saying? Oh, harassing him, calling him, cursing him out, and you going to do this and all this. And all this, oh, we going to take you back to court. And I think in the back of, you know, I'm not a man, so I can't say how y'all feel about the situation. But as with him, per se, it was like this fear came over him. You know what I'm saying? About court, about child support, about all this stuff. And he had this, like, fear in regards to all of those details. So now I'm in the picture, and I was like, this shit ain't about to go on. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. If we got to get an attorney and go to court and do what we have to do, y'all have rights just like as a mother we have rights. They have women have put this fear in men. You know what I'm saying? In regards to I'm gonna take your child away from you, you ain't never gonna see her again. Or I mean, it's just a whole lot of shit that goes on. And I know y'all go through a lot of shit. You know what I mean? They take everything from y'all here. Y'all barely can pay your own rent. You know what I'm saying? You don't got no money. All type of shit. I mean, it was just a lot of shit going on. But when she started talking to me, and I had to tell her, you know, I got real with her. I said, well, I guess we'll go to court, you know, because, you know, that's enough. There's no more money coming out. He don't have anything else. I mean, anytime he tried to get a little second job, she wanted a piece of that. I was like, you know what?
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
You can take us to court all you want to. My cousin, attorney, we will meet you there. Okay? I said, well, I took that fear away. And I showed her that, you feel what I'm saying? This shit ain't about to go on. And she eased up. You feel what I'm saying? Then she started trying to be my friend because now she's like, oh, well, she made more money than him. So she had to think about her strategy now was I'm going to try to be her friend because when he ain't got it, I'm going to call and ask her. You see what I'm saying? It's hard. You have to take that. It's a way that you have to take that away from them to make them feel like they got all this power over you.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you said, but it like, okay, and you're right, and I've said that on the show numerous times that they put a lot of men in fear, but fear, that's like, that right there is not like, I'm just speaking for myself. Hell, I'm the one that takes them to court. I'm the one that took them to court because of the bullshit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That fear of a court don't do shit to me. That don't bother me at all because, like I said, I'm the one that told them, well, fuck it, since y'all want to act like this, I'm the one to come over there with my motherfucking papers and say, well, okay, you saying I can't see my child, here's my motherfucking papers to say I can. It's not the fact of the fear. It's not, I'm just going to say with me, it's not the fact of the fear. It's just the constant barrage of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to constantly go. And see, like a lot of people don't understand, a lot of us as men, we don't say shit. We don't say that it's getting.
What do you mean constantly go? I don't understand. What do you mean? You mean constantly listen to their irate calls and stuff like that?
I mean, the constant barrage, you can't stop me, but even though you keep trying. My whole thing is, why in the fuck do you keep trying when you know that you can't stop me? But nevertheless, that don't stop them. They still going to try. They still going to try to break you, break your will, break your spirit, do everything that they possibly could do to make you say, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. I'm not going to do this shit no more. I'm tired of it. You have that's what I mean, a constant barrage of. I mean, a person constantly, even though they know that they're not going to win this argument, they know that they can't stop you from seeing your kid. But yet still, I'm still going to try it. You know why I'm going to try it? Because at one point, hopefully I can get you to finally say, fuck it, I can't do it no more. I'm not going to argue with you no more. And they win.
And that's only so they can talk shit about you behind you, you know what I'm saying, to the kids.
Exactly.
And completely dog you out. And that's fucked up right there. I don't give a fuck what the nigga did or what the bitch did. Your children do not need to know that. And the reason why I say that is because they're going to be around that other parent if that's the case. And so they'll find out for themselves. Let that child grow in them and develop their own opinion. Like I said, like with my daughter's daddy, he wasn't shit as a boyfriend, but he's a good dad. And I will never, ever take that away from him or, you know what I'm saying, talk shit about him and me to her. Our relationship was fucked up, but ever since you were born, that's, you know what I'm saying, he held you and he talked to you and he's loved you since, you know what I'm saying, the minute you were born. I would never do that. And that's fucked up for any woman, you know what I'm saying, to try to play both sides of the fence like that. That's fucked up. And all you doing is, you know what I'm saying, all you doing is basically hurting yourself, because in the long run, your child is going to see, well, my dad wasn't such a bad person and you put him down all my life, you know what I'm saying, or something like that.
Exactly. That's why I say eventually the child is
going to
see.
Yep. Yep. My daughter, I mean,
everything that they do is going to backfire on them.
It's going to backfire. Like I said, my son, and that was the last time he saw his dad. He was 5 years old. He's going to be 15 Friday. You know what I'm saying? So that's 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And in 10 years, I've never said a bad word about that man. My son asked me, and I told him, you know, we was young. You know, I don't know what was going through your dad's mind or why he wasn't there. That's something that you're going to have, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to have to reach out to one another and find out for yourself. I would never say a bad word about him. I don't have that right. I don't have that place. It's not my place to judge. All I know is that I had to be a mother whether he was here or not.
Hello?
Damn, and yeah. It was that bad.
It was so deep right now.
Everybody just got quiet for it. Everybody was just thinking.
I mean, I think everybody got valid points. I mean, Janine, you got a valid point coming from a woman's point of view. I think that the fellas got valid points coming from their point of view. I mean, it's just an age old debate. That, I mean, at the end of the day, shit. I mean, people just got to be better about themselves. If you can't be better about yourself, then it's gonna be a continuous cycle. And it's a shame that it's a shame that you got men out here like what that dude did to your friend. It's a shame that you got a man that's out here, you actually turned your back on your kid. You know what I'm saying? It's sad because the simple fact that, you know what I'm saying? And then you pushed her into that. You didn't. You could have deadened the situation easily by letting this girl go get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if he's
some
if
dudes
he's
like
fact,
that.
Don't believe. And he, to me, he had to be playing a sick fucking mind game. Because now it's like, now you got this girl over here, a single parent. You still over there with your wife living the good life. And you won't even acknowledge your child. You ain't shit.
Yeah, that's some cowardice.
Fuck all them deadbeat dads. Fuck
that's
all the deadbeat dads.
Because you knew you was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? You knew you was in the wrong from the giddy up. Then you had, you know, like you said, she was willing to, you know, go and nip it in the bud. And she never snitched on you. She never did no, you know what I'm saying, no backstabbing, conniving, sneaky shit. And you fucked her. You know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, yeah, it's fucked up. She has to be a single parent and raise that child. But she should still never speak a bad word about that man. When that baby is old enough, she will or he will eventually want to reach out to that other, you know what I'm saying, to that other side. They'll find out for themselves.
And I mean, I understand the fact that, you know, what it is, she's afraid, you know, with him having contact with her, that they're going to be getting together. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, as parents with a child being that young, you do have to, you know, speak to the, you know, each other. But after the child gets a certain age, most of that stuff can come through the child. You know what
I'm saying?
I said
like
that
you
already.
Said, Janine, if you
I said that.
Be
y'all jumped on me.
But you know what, Janine, like you said, if you're going to be with the man, then, you know, if you still decide to be with him, then don't do that. So if that's what your fear is, then every time there's a meeting between the baby and the father, then you need to make your presence known. You need to be there. You know what I'm saying? You need to be a part of it. That way you don't
have
to worry about it. Because I don't see how she can trust him
again anyway, even if he's not in the baby's life. Because all the time that they were meeting up with each other was when he said he was at work, working midnight. So now every time he works midnight, you're going to think he out doing something.
Right. So if you choose, that's why she should be a part of it. No, it should not have to come down to that. But if you're going to be the insecure party in the relationship, insecure enough to tell this man, no, you can't be a part of your child's life, you a dog for that. You know what I'm saying? If it's that big of a problem for you, then make sure that you're there when that child is interacting with his child. I mean, when your man is interacting with his child. You know what I'm saying? Be there. Make your presence known. If you're going to be there,
that's
bullshit. Stay with him.
That's bullshit. I don't need you there when I'm finna be with my baby. You can stay your ass at home.
I mean, you're the one that cheated. You're the one that fucked up. You're the one that did.
Okay, that's fine.
And so we made a decision to stay together. So now if you want to show that you're not still on that bullshit and that you're genuinely trying to be a part of your child's life, then include me. And don't tell me I can't be a part of that. Because otherwise, now my mind is going to switch gears and you still out also on some dog shit.
So you have to be with me every time I go get my baby.
I mean, I'm not saying every time, but I'm saying until that trust is built, if I choose to stay with you. Me personally, I've already admitted that I'm not that strong. I can't do it. I ain't going to be able to do it. But I'm saying for the person, instead of telling you, well, I'm going to stay with you, but you can't see your baby. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. But I'm not the one that fucked up. You did. So, okay, yeah, you can still be a part of your child's life, but I need to be a part of that child's life too.
Ain't gonna be no meeting up with the mama.
So you can get the baby. I ain't know none of that, because the last time y'all met up, this is what happened.
Man, fuck that. I'm buying two tickets for me and my baby. You gotta miss this game. I'm not buying three.
Then you're willing to have me leave you, because you're not playing. You're the one that fucked up. This is not my outside child. This is your
outside child. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Now check this out. Make sure you listen to this. If you decided to take me back, in the beginning, you decided to take me back, that shit shouldn't even come up no more. And she didn't even come up. She didn't have a problem with nothing I do. Because you chose to forgive me so that other bullshit shouldn't even come up no more.
And in a perfect
you chose
world,
to forgive me in the beginning.
In a perfect world, you're absolutely right. But the first time we get into an argument or the first time you 2 minutes late coming home from work or the first time you said you was going to the store, that shit's going to come back up. So
yeah, you should have left me.
Like you got to.
But you
should
have
like,
left.
You gotta change your
I
could have
and I should have. I could have and I should have, but I didn't. So, again, I'm not the one
if
that
you
fucked
up. If you decide to stay, don't throw that shit up in my face. Because you had an opportunity to leave. If it bothered
you
that much, you should have left. But don't throw it up in my face every time we argue.
Hey.
If I'm late, I'm 20 minutes late, and you throwing that shit up in my face, number one, you never really forgave me because you're still bringing the shit up. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker can say I'm sorry all day, but still bring the shit up. You ain't
again,
sorry. You didn't forgive me.
In a perfect world,
it don't got to be a perfect world. That's in a relationship. We talking about a relationship. If
I'm
we in a relationship,
how
I
often
fucked
does this
up.
Thing happen in real life? I mean, come on now. Again, people, we really can't speak on the shit until we go through it ourselves. You really don't know what you're gonna do until you have to do it. So,
that's what I'm telling you. I've been through it. I forgave a motherfucker. But every time I got mad, I brought the shit up.
Today?
And it was
and
bullshit.
Exactly.
Huh?
But why did you bring it up? You brought it up because she act like she didn't do shit?
Let me say that again.
Did you bring it up because you felt like she act like she didn't do shit?
I brought it up because in my mind, I knew I should have left. Because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get over it. You know what I'm saying? And that was on me. I take full responsibility for that. But what I'm saying is if there's another child involved, I don't need you every time I go see my child. You don't need to be with me because if you do, you don't trust me. If you don't trust me, we shouldn't be together.
At least until those bonds of trust have been remended. I mean, you fucked up and had an outside child. If I'm telling you I'm willing to stay with you, but I have some stipulations, if you want to be with me and you're really serious about it, then you know, we're going to at least discuss it. You're not going to tell me what I can and can't do in this situation, or fuck it. We might as well just part ways at that point.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one more question. How am I supposed to build a bond with my child if you're always there?
What do you mean? How do you build a bond with your child while the mother of the child is there? I'm not stopping anything except for you having a further relationship with the parent. I'm not saying that I got to be there every moment while you're with your child.
No,
I'm saying when you go pick
you
your baby up, I'm going to be there. When you go drop your baby
why?
Off,
that's my
I'm
going to
be there.
Because the last time
you was along with this bitch, the baby came about. What you mean, why?
Oh, my goodness.
If I'm going to get
the
baby, I'm not doing nothing with the mother. I'm just going to get my kid.
Well,
That's what you said.
She's pregnant. Last time she let your ass go out by yourself, you came home with a fucking baby.
You heard me?
So this time, every time you go out, she's going with you to make sure you don't bring another fucking baby home.
That is
man,
hold up.
Let's get one thing straight. If he want to fuck, he going to find a way to fuck with or without the ram.
So all that.
I understand what you're saying, but shit, if I want to fuck her, I'm going to find a way to fuck her. So, I mean, you running up behind me talking about, you're not stopping nothing. You're not doing nothing but just egging shit on. So, I mean, you sit there talking about, the trust thing, this, and I understand what you're saying. But just take in mind, if I want to fuck her and we going to fuck, you think I can't?
I know you can. That's how the baby came about.
Exactly. You running, jumping in the car every time I say I'm finna go get this baby. You ain't, that's just a waste of time.
Well, I know you ain't gonna fuck her while I'm here. I know that much. So if that's, I mean, again, I have already admitted liquor store ain't, I can't handle it. I'm just throwing something out there. We already broke up. You know what I mean? We already broke up. I'm just saying, but there's somebody out there who might think that way, who might see it that way. And you know,
well, I know you ain't coming with me every time I go get my goddamn baby. I know that. Keep your ass here.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a trash
like
out,
that.
And I'm going to sneak away.
Yeah,
come back with the baby.
Right. You come
you
back,
been?
And the motherfucking locks has changed. You and your baby better go stay with the mama, nigga. Talking to me all crazy. You got me fucked up.
Shit, we going to get in the house. We
you
get
ain't gonna get in the house. When you do get in the house, motherfucking law is right here, because this shit is mine anyway. Yeah, cheating ass motherfucker.
We getting in the house, I bet you that.
Yeah, right, but you ain't leaving.
I'm talking like y'all too, guys.
You gonna burn that motherfucker down.
You ain't leaving.
I'll be like, baby,
no.
Baby,
ain't nobody
give me those matches. Baby, go
ain't
to the car and get daddy those matches. I'm finna burn something. We finna have a barbecue.
You
finna barbecue the whole house. I bet you I get in. If I don't get in, ain't nobody getting in that motherfucker.
Well, you get in, you ain't leaving.
I wish a woman would try to lock me out of my house. She, this on.
This ain't your house, nigga. You moved in.
Nigga, I ain't moved with you. Move with me. Oh, right, why always got to be the man move with the woman?
I don't know. I'm just
right.
Talking shit. I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun.
I know. I just had to get in there.
Just having fun.
I always
know,
told myself,
I mean, as a woman, like liquor store, could you just sit there and lick the other woman? I know we outside looking in, because that's not our child. That's his child. He's going through with the baby's mother. But can you just honestly sit there and let the baby's mama talk to him just any kind of way? I mean,
how
does that affect you?
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
I give you a perfect example. My daddy. This ain't even my man. This is my daddy, and his lady came to my house, and they all stayed the night over my house. And she started getting all, you know what I'm saying? Started talking to my daddy all wrong. Okay, look, lady. Well, how y'all talk to each other under your roof is one thing. But you're in my house, and I know it's not my place, but you're not going to talk to my daddy like that. I mean, take it outside, but don't sit on my couch in my house and talk to my daddy like he's your child. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not going to let it ride. I mean, no, you're not going to. I don't give a fuck who he is. If he's my man, I'm not with him so I can let other people talk shit about him. I defend my man regardless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you something. Now, what if your daddy talking crazy to her? Do you say something to your daddy?
It depends on the depth of how, if she
see,
deserves to be talking crazy. It ain't no double standard. That's my daddy. I don't know that bitch.
Well, maybe she sound like your daddy deserves to be talked to like that.
Again.
You know what I mean?
How y'all conform under your roof is one thing, but it's the simple fact that you're not under your own roof. You in somebody else's house.
Exactly.
So
you ain't gonna do it in my
face. Exactly. Regardless of the relationship, you're not at home. So, I mean, I'm not going to let my daddy go off on the lady or just completely disrespect her. Hey, man, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do that shit at home. But if she needed... If she did some disrespectful shit in my house and my daddy put her in her place, she just going to get put in her place. But he didn't do nothing. And she, you know what I'm saying, she wanted to go stay at a hotel, and he told her, we can't afford to go stay at a hotel. My daughter said, you know what I'm saying, we can stay here. Or she got family here, you go stay at one of your family members' house. But we don't have hotel money right now. You know what I'm saying? And she started to get all wrong with him. Oh, no, Heffa, I'm going to need you to calm down. Now,
well,
you got
to took my belt off. Don't talk to my woman like that. You my
daughter. And most of you motherfuckers can get out. All of y'all gone. Go. No, this is still my house. Whenever you get through with it.
I'm still your daddy at the end of the day. I will beat your ass.
But you didn't do shit for me growing up, so get out.
Mm-mm.
Everything I got now, I got without your ass. So beat it. I didn't have you giving me no good advice. You wasn't there trying to show me how to pick a good man. You didn't do none of that. Get the fuck out. You and your crazy.
Why am I at your house? Why you got me at your house if I didn't do shit for you?
You still my daddy. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, damn, I'm not going to come to your house and disrespect your home, so don't come to my house and disrespect my house.
Yeah. I'm going to take that belt off.
I mean, he didn't do shit for me, but he was at my wedding. He walked me down that aisle. I mean, you know, there's a line to your respect.
Well, just because I walked down the aisle, I can still pull off my belt. Whip that
you
ass.
You can pull it off. You can pull it off.
I'm still your daddy at the end of the day.
Okay. All right, Clay.
Sit down, goddammit. I ain't going to tell you again.
I don't ask my fucking woman. This is my house. You don't pay shit in here. I'm going to go somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Who you talking to? Who you talking
your
to
ass,
like that? Don't make
you.
Me take my belt off.
You, and I call you by your name. I called him by his name for years before I started calling him daddy.
Wow.
How you doing, David? Mm-hmm. You
know, I never called my father by his first name. Never. Mm. Never in my life. Or my mom. I ain't never done that
shit before. I only did it in them spiteful, I thought I knew everything years.